9 states and D.C. still have mask mandates in place. By Hannah Blow on February 4, 2022. 9 states, as well as Washington, D.C., still have mask mandates in place roughly 2 years into the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Despite the emergence of vaccines, which federal health officials originally touted as the avenue to return the time of pre-pandemic normalcy, several states and localities are continuing to implement restrictions. California, for example, is forcing toddlers to mask up, as those 2 and older are required to wear masks in indoor public settings, regardless of vaccination status. The mandate is not expected to expire until February 15, 2022. Meanwhile, Delaware's mask mandate requires those aged kindergarten and up to wear a mask, while those ages 2 through pre-kindergarten are strongly encouraged to wear masks if they can do so reliably in compliance with CDC guidance. New York, the original epicenter of the coronavirus in the U.S., is also under a mask mandate and is facing legal challenges. On the West Coast, individuals in Governor Kate Brown's Oregon D. are required to wear masks, face coverings, or face shields in all indoor spaces. Notably, Governor Brown once mandated masks to be worn outside as well, but she lifted that requirement in November. Nevertheless, officials are now floating, making the mask mandate a more permanent fixture in the state. Other states that require masks include Hawaii, Illinois, Nevada, New Mexico, Washington. Additionally, Mayor Muriel Bowser's D. Washington, D.C., remains under a mask mandate, which she recently extended until February 28, 2022. In addition to forcing people, including fully vaccinated individuals, to wear a mask, Bowser has instructed businesses to discriminate against unvaccinated individuals 12 and up, as they are to deny their entry without proof of vaccination. This comes long after President Biden pitched just 100 days of masking, another broken promise from the 79-year-old, as he continues to tout masks and require them for travel on aircraft. As I've said in the last 2 years, please wear a mask. If you're in a, you know, I think it is part of your patriotic duty. It's not that comfortable. It's a pain in the neck, Biden said last month. But I've taken every action I can as president to require people to wear masks in federal buildings and on airplanes and trains, because they're inter, they cross state lines, he added.